Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Today's gospel reading begins in the middle of a conversation that Jesus was having with the Pharisees, the religious leaders of the day. Jesus had just given sight to a man who had been blind from birth. The healing was considered religiously illegal because it was done on Sabbath. So the Pharisees were investigating this healing, and they first interrogated the healed man. And they were very clear about their judgment about who they thought Jesus was. They said, "This man is not from God because he doesn't observe Sabbath." And after interrogating the healed man's parents, the Pharisees go back and interrogate the healed man again. And their judgment about Jesus was stronger. "This man," they said of Jesus, "this man is a sinner." Now, since the healed man didn't accept their judgment, he was excommunicated, kicked out of synagogue. And after that, then Jesus approached the healed man. And now that his physical eyes were open, Jesus opened his spiritual eyes, the eyes of his soul. And the healed man looked at Jesus with his new spiritual eyes and said, "Lord, I believe." And then the Pharisees confronted Jesus directly. That's how the interrogation continued. They now interrogate Jesus. And the Pharisees had considered themselves to be shepherds and gatekeepers of God's law. That was their job description. It was their job to make sure that the people knew what God's law was and how they should be living according to God's law. They policed the people, and they excommunicated breakers of God's law. They kicked them out of synagogue, just as they did that healed man. And in that conversation with Jesus, Jesus says to them, "They are spiritually blind." He gave sight to the blind man, but he says of the Pharisees that they are spiritually blind. And here is where today's reading begins. Jesus is challenging the Pharisees as the true gatekeepers. He refers to them as thieves and bandits. He says that these gatekeepers are strangers. By that, he means strangers to God. And his followers don't listen to the voices of those who are strangers to God. The followers of Jesus listen to the one who knows their name. And so Jesus says of himself, I am the gate of the sheep. I am the gatekeeper. There's a new gatekeeper in town, and this new gatekeeper is the good shepherd who gives his life for the sheep. Now, with all this talk of gates and sheep, the people of Jesus' day would have immediately thought of the prophet Nehemiah, not one of the most famous prophets of our day. 500 years before today's reading, Nehemiah described the rebuilding of Jerusalem. The people had been in exile, the Babylonian exile, and they'd returned home, and there was rebuilding to be done, the whole city of Jerusalem and the temple. And Nehemiah describes how the rebuilding was, and he says that surrounding the city were 10 gates, and each gate was a physical entryway into the city. And each gate had a name, and each one had spiritual significance. Nehemiah's first gate was the sheep gate. The first entry into the holy city. The first entry into the city where God dwells. It was the understanding of the people in those days that God dwelt in the temple. The first entry into God's presence was through the sheep gate. So when Jesus uses the divine I am the gate, he's saying of himself that he is the first entryway into the presence of God. The first and the most important. And even though they thought they were, the Pharisees were not a gateway into God's presence. There was no gate of Pharisees. They were bad shepherds. They were thieves and bandits. And as thieves and bandits, they were sucking the life out of people. They were stealing their dignity. They were robbing them of their self-worth. What the world needs is Jesus, the good shepherd, the good gatekeeper. The world needs a shepherd who gives holy dignity and holy worth to God's people. Jesus is the good shepherd who gave his life for the people. Now, in today's culture, to be called a sheep isn't really a good thing. When people call Christians sheep, they're implying that we follow blindly. They consider sheep to be dumb, following a shepherd without thinking for themselves. But the sheep of the Good Shepherd are a different kind of sheep. We don't follow blindly. Like the blind man, we're healed of spiritual blindness. The sheep of Jesus follow with open eyes, with thoughtful minds and hearts. We follow Jesus with souls that are filled with life. We get life and what life is as a gift from God. And Jesus said, I came that they may have life. The sheep of Jesus are a different kind of sheep. We're alive and smart and thoughtful. The sheep of Jesus have God's life within them. God's sheep carry within their souls God's love, God's compassion, God's forgiveness, God's peace. The Pharisees, as shepherds and gatekeepers of God's law, were supposed to take care of the people. They were supposed to protect the people. The Pharisees were supposed to nourish and nurture the people. They did none of that. Jesus is the new gatekeeper who cares for the sheep, who protects the sheep, and nourishes and nurtures the flock. But we're also a different kind of sheep because Jesus makes us shepherds and gatekeepers. Jesus doesn't cling to his spiritual life, his spiritual gifts, as if they belong only to him. That's what the Pharisees did. They were the spiritual ones. They used God's law for power for themselves. But Jesus gives his life and his power to the sheep so that with him we take care of God's sheep. We protect God's sheep. We nourish and nurture God's sheep. At baptism, we're anointed with oil, which is a symbol that we're anointed as leaders. We're anointed as ministers. We're anointed as shepherds. And with eyes wide open, with healed spiritual eyes, we willingly follow the teachings of Jesus, of compassion and love and forgiveness. With eyes wide open, we love one another. We're shepherds and gatekeepers of forgiveness. As we have been forgiven, we forgive. The Good Shepherd sends us out saying, "Feed my sheep." We bring physical and spiritual food to nurture the people. The Good Shepherd sends us out to seek the lost sheep and bring them into the fold. We participate in the mission of Jesus. With God's life within us, we become gatekeepers of kindness and caring, loving, forgiving, and welcoming. But we don't keep it to ourselves. We give it to the people. 120 years ago, the author H.G. Wells wrote a story about a troubled, very troubled child. The child found a gate as walking around the city and opened the gate, went in, and it opened into a beautiful garden, a place of serenity. The child would often return to that garden of serenity, finding that gate in different places around the city. But as the years went by, life got busy. There were too many distractions, and eventually the garden was lost. This is what often happens to the sheep of the world. They blindly follow the wrong voices. But we're a different kind of sheep. We follow the voice of the Good Shepherd, who leads us back into God's beautiful garden of serenity, shalom, peace, into the garden of life, into the garden of abundant life, as Jesus says. The sheep of the world blindly follow the ways of greed and power. But we're a different kind of sheep. We follow the Good Shepherd into the garden of God's love. The sheep of the world follow the ways of self-centeredness. But we're a different kind of sheep. We follow the Good Shepherd into the garden of service and care for others. Let us pray. Gather into your mind your need for God's serenity, shalom, and peace. Think about your troubles for a moment, the troubles of those you love. Think about the troubles of the world. I think about a conversation we had just before worship about the troubles of our world. As we bring these to mind, listen. Listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd. And pray that the whole world, ourselves, those we love, and the whole world will hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. Here is my life, he says, for you. The Good Shepherd says, here is my life for you. Here is my life for you.